7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden.
Hello.
Jennifer Horn. Roberta Fasanelli.
Yay!
She's back.
Back from the...
We're happy you're okay, Roberta.
But there'll be... That'll last until later today when the storm blows up the East Coast and 50, 60 mile an hour winds in the New York area. It's going to be 40, 50 mile an hour winds where I am in Massachusetts by this afternoon. So it's okay. It's fall.
Hey, actually, can I ask a question to Roberta?
The trees
wait a minute. Hold on just a second.
May I ask a question to Roberta?
The correct English is, may I ask a question?
That's what
she said. No, she said, can I? She is able. If she says can, that means she is able.
Okay.
And may
so, Roberta,
would imply permission.
Do you have power back in Long Island yet? Or are you
no.
in the city? So still without power in Long Island.
Still without power in Long Island. This is day 10. They're saying, quote, 90% will be restored today. But we haven't seen one crew.
It's a disgrace.
So how are they going to restore?
You know why you haven't seen a crew? Here's why. Those of you who support, Roberta, the union movement, the unions have kept the crews from around the country that were not unionized from coming into New York and New Jersey to help fix the problem.
Were you
so
aware
it
of
is
this, Roberta?
Your problem because you support the people who keep these people out.
It was an initial problem, but not now.
Nonsense.
They're letting them through.
Oh, are they really? Where? Show me where they are letting them through. Please, show me. I'd like to know. Is it a township where there aren't any union members? You know how ridiculous they are, how bad that made these guys look? Never mind that the unions supported people who are in favor of allowing illegals to come into the country to take their jobs. Does that make any sense to anybody, anywhere? I don't know. I'm just getting this off of my chest because, Roberta, you just pushed my button. I wouldn't have said anything had you not pushed that button. Richie says, we're going to be very
from
nice.
The Star Ledger in New Jersey. 9 union utility crews from out of state can work in New Jersey's power company.
Isn't that nice of them?
Isn't that nice?
All those Jersey union guys.
Yeah.
Right. And I know I tick off some of the union people who listen to this program, but you're very short-sighted. I mean, really. You really are.
Now, remember...
All right, don't take anybody off. Richie said, don't. Let's not take. Because Roberta.
We're all happy.
Is happy that Obama won, and Richie and Jennifer and I are not.
I'm thrilled.
Well, me and all of New York, which was cheering last night, you could hear the cheers
out
the window.
Not all of New York. Baloney.
It's funny because
plenty of people.
Manhattan.
So let them cheer.
It's funny because I interviewed a guy yesterday from Frank Stiller, actually, from the Steven Stiller Foundation Tower. Tour to Towers. They're helping out Staten Island right now, and he actually had something not so nice to say. Have you, and I wanted to ask you about this, have you seen the president in New York, Roberta?
Yes.
Because apparently he was very upset that they feel ignored and they feel like New Jersey's getting all the
grow
attention.
Grow up, will you please?
No. I was, because Long Island is without power, and it's in Sandy that Staten Island and Long Island have been ignored, and I didn't know, because you're
they
there,
already
so
were going to vote for Obama, so what difference did it make?
No, we haven't seen him here. I know he went, didn't he go to the Jersey Shore?
He went to the Jersey Shore.
Oh, no, he was in Jersey, all over Jersey,
So that's what she's saying, is that he went to Jersey, but didn't go to New York.
No, that's what this guy was saying, was that he was
really upset with him. The feeling in New York is that, you know, it's okay. He doesn't have to come here because he causes so much disruption when he comes here. Because they have to shut down streets.
Right.
It's a mess. So
it's not just him, it's every president.
You don't have to come. That's all right.
It's not exclusive.
We like you anyway. You don't have to come visit.
You know what's funny is...
don't mess up traffic, please. It's messed up enough.
I switched over to Fox for a few minutes last night, and I heard Bill O'Reilly say, Sandy won President Obama this election.
Everybody was saying that.
Yep.
Saying that all of the moderates were just kind of, you know, I don't know which way.
He's right. O'Reilly is usually right.
He had 4 days to look presidential alongside Chris Christie. And
he got a million. By the way, the final tally was somewhere between 1.4 million and 1.6 million more in the popular vote. That's what he got.
Right.
So here's what I would like all of us to do here before the Queen of Sheep, by the way, in the next half hour. No, I'm not. No group hugs. No, I don't want any group hugs, but I will tell you what I want in a minute.
Okay.
After Roberta tells us what the Queen of Cheap Department holds in store for us in the next half hour when we review Same for You.
Well, you know Halloween is over, so you know what that means. That means
it's Christmas.
Start
it's
looking Christmas. At Christmas. Uh-huh. So we have a whole bunch of Christmas stuff for you on the Twitch.
Somebody posted
today.
On Facebook this morning that the political ads will now be replaced by Santa Claus ads.
Oh gosh.
Right.
I was actually put on hold yesterday with a repair company, and they had Christmas music on hold.
I have
no.
We'll talk about that
no,
in a few minutes.
No.
Just wait till Thanksgiving. I mean, even before Thanksgiving, the radio stations start to switch, right?
No. Please.
What about television, Jennifer? What do we have to report there in the next
Not
half hour?
Not a lot of new TV news, but I will tell you about a Martha Stewart sitcom. That's
well, why would
TV.
You say not a lot of TV? Nobody's going
to
listen then for your report.
Well,
I'll
not, a lot, of,
no,
not a lot of stuff from last night.
You just told people to go away. That's what you told me. Not a lot of news, so I guess you don't have to listen,
no,
folks.
No, I have. Well, I actually
That's
have 24
you
pages.
Your
could
father
you
would spank you because
could
you did a bad job.
I have 24 pages of TV news
to
tell
fault,
you.
By the way, that I'm so charged.
It's just the
you
stuff
are.
That you never let
But
her
what
get
I'm saying is nothing happened
months.
Last night that I can tell you, you know, like
no,
nobody went home on the
did happen.
The stars.
All we had was to watch the
it
same
was all election
damn boring pictures of that nauseous Elizabeth Warren who won in Massachusetts. My God.
It was so much more pleasant last
Richie
hour,
said,
you guys. I swear.
What's going on, Doug?
All of a sudden,
I'm really
it's okay.
This, Michael 48, who's my hero today, said a couple of hours ago, and we started to discuss this, that the results of the election defy logic.
Mm-hmm.
And they do. The country for the last year and a half has been so upset. Obama's ratings were at 31% approval rating. Congress had a 12% mm-hmm. approval rating, and yet everybody gets reelected.
But when it gets right down to it,
how does that happen?
They are scared of change.
It's all about fear. That's right.
They are afraid
we are
of
so
change.
Fear
we're
motivated.
Slowly going in the right direction.
No,
everybody
we aren't.
Feels like. Well, they feel like they are.
Yeah.
And
wait,
so
wait
till
you get
like
to the 2020
to
news quiz question that I have for you today. Then you have a little shake of reality. I should have had this one yesterday.
You know what? We live in a smart country, and the people figure it out all the time. It may go one way, it may go the other way, but we always figure it out.
Well, you know, that may be, but we better be figuring about Citizens United. And I was listening to some of these guys on both sides do their wrap-ups.
It didn't work.
I got nauseous. Well,
it
worked in the sense.
It's
some
$6
of the
billion dollars around the country and nothing happened.
These various propositions were really affected by the amount of money that was spent on them. And the example of that in California's Proposition 37, which was defeated yesterday because Monsanto and their pals spent $46 million to kill a ballot initiative which would have simply told you what you're getting in your food. They don't want you to know
whether
that you're
it's
eating
genetically
stuff
modified
that'll kill
or
you. So now, you morons in California who voted no on this, you have just voted to hurry up your own death. That's what you've done. So, you're chuckling, Roberta.
What do you really think, Doug?
That's what I really think.
I know I've missed you.
I sent Doug an email 2 hours ago, and I was like, everything's cool.
Right. Everything was cool an
gonna
hour ago.
Fun.
I don't know what happened.
We're going to have fun. Everybody's happy. Come on, everybody's happy, Dudley. We're all having a good time, right?
All right, here's the other thing.
Okay.
The good thing. You want to know what the good thing is?
Yeah.
Speaking of Maronis, those two guys, Murdoch in Indiana and Aiken in Missouri, were beaten.
Good.
They were beaten. But this Elizabeth Warren in Massachusetts, I got to tell you something. And Roberta, you may appreciate this. I don't even know if you know who she is. She was a state official. She ran against another woman to see who could have the quote-unquote honor of running against Scott Brown for the Senate race. Here's a guy who did a wonderful job by all admissions, including the woman who lost to Elizabeth Warren, who probably run for the Senate again next time, saying that Scott Brown was the better choice of the two because Elizabeth Warren is so partisan, she's like Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine having two of them. In there, she is a horror show.
I have a feeling that she will be the only Nancy Pelosi around because apparently Nancy Pelosi is going to lose her job as Speaker.
So she's not Speaker.
Not Speaker.
You mean Minority Leader?
Minority Leader, yeah.
Yeah, good. All right, anyway. So what I would like to do is go around the room. We have a virtual room here and have everybody talk a little about what they experienced as they voted yesterday, because I know all of us voted. And I will tell you that my most interesting reality was the three ballot questions which I voted for. I voted to legalize medical marijuana in Massachusetts. I voted to allow physician-assisted suicide. And I voted to have the car companies share their information with all dealers so that you can get your car fixed any way you want.
And yet you voted Republican.
Right. I voted for Mitt Romney.
That's why I was just chuckling.
Yeah.
You're such an anathema.
But you see, I have a brain and I can think for myself, and that's the problem. I listened and watched as people. I have a very, very good friend who's the state rep here in Massachusetts. I called him last night, a state rep in Framingham, and I called him last night to see how he was doing. He didn't have any opposition. And we were talking about the lines at the polling place. I was upset. I wanted to go. I was supposed to go work the polls for a charter commission question that we have on the we're going to put on the ballot next year here in Framingham, but I couldn't because I had to do farming stuff. So at the end of the day, I wanted to get his assessment of what had gone on, and he knew that I was voting. He knows who I voted for. He voted the straight Democratic ticket because he's a Democrat. And, but we chuckled about some of the things. And it's that kind of thing. You see, and all of us can disagree without being disagreeable. He knew exactly where I stood. I have to tell you one quick story. It has nothing to do with the election, but it's funny, funny, funny. The other day when Meredith came back from having been in Kentucky for a week, we met in the parking lot of the Whole Foods store because she had to go home, and I just wanted to come over and give her a hug. So we're standing in the parking lot kissing. And so we were walking over to the truck because she wanted to see Charlotte.
You teenagers, you.
It was sweet.
Like making out?
I don't know. I suppose you could call it that. Anyway. So we walked over. I mean, we were kissing. That's all.
Right.
So we walked, and Chris, the state rep, I'm not going to use his last name. I can use his last name. His name is Chris Walsh. Very good guy. Wonderful guy. He's standing there looking at us.
Oh, he was watching?
Yeah.
Oh,
so we walked over. And we, yeah, no, but it was just, it was a funny tease. And it was kind of fun. I'm blushing now, and I don't usually, there's nobody here. And I'm blushing. But it was kind of funny. Anyway, the point is that he and I and others who have intelligence, you can disagree about things without being disagreeable. What we have found on the national stage is so much disagreement that is disagreeable. Listening to these people on both sides rant on.
It's already started this morning.
Of course it has.
The sore winners and the sore losers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The I told you so's, yep. And the okay, now we're definitely
and you know
messed
what the real problem?
For the next 4 years.
Yeah,
you know.
The real problem is the Republicans don't have their act together. They don't know what they're doing. At least the Democrats have some semblance of togetherness. That's why they won more governor seats. They lost in the House, though. I think they lost 4 or 5 seats, didn't they, in the House? So there's more of a majority for the Republicans in the House?
I don't know what the final count is. Republicans hold the House, definitely, but yeah. I don't know what the final count is.
And I don't know what happened. I think
what,
the Senate...
what about what's-her-face, Miss Wrestling up in Connecticut?
McMahon. She lost.
She spent $110 million in two races and has got nothing to show for it.
Yeah, I don't even know how close that was. Do you know?
It wasn't. It was like
60-30.
Yeah. No, you don't run as a Republican unless you're a really moderate Republican and win anything in Connecticut. You just don't. You don't in the Northeast. Look at New Hampshire. I was really surprised. Vermont, Bernie Sanders. I mean, look at the crazy stuff that goes on in New England. Versus anywhere else in the country. Is it crazier anywhere else in the country than in New England? And, you know, I guess you say you guys hold me up because I voted for marijuana and physician-assisted suicide. But that's my... I want everybody to have their own rights to do what they want in their lives. And I want some fiscal responsibility. What is that? Is that so bad? All right. So,
you feel better now?
I feel much better. Thanks. 21 after. Thank you.
Now let's have some fun.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Day with Doug.
You can get a leg up on all the issues.
Cucumbers.
Rich McFadden.
Hey, Doug, I'm Stephen. I was smoking corn.
Jennifer Horn.
Every time I walk into a Barnes & Noble, I feel like I might be brewing.
Roberta Fasanelli.
I got two words for you. Yeah. Crockpot.
Doug Stephens, The Day. More fun than a science fair volcano. And with twice the pink fizzy stuff.
Doug Stephens, The Day.
This is as bad as the results of the election.
Stop it.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Where's my Brenda Lee?
Yeah, come on.
You want Brenda Lee?
Yeah, it's okay. Christmas now. It's Christmas time. It's time to celebrate, as is the case every year. We are going to acknowledge the first radio station in the country. Today. First.
Amazing. Listen to this. Come on. Can you get any better?
Oh, my God. WMOJ. In Cincinnati, has the honor of being the first station in the country to flip to Christmas music today, and is going to run with it until Christmas, obviously.
Last year, when was it? Because last year it was early, but it wasn't this early,
It was the 8th of November. I think I remember. It was only a day. Today's the 7th, so it's only a day.
So, so around the same time.
Yeah, right.
So just so that everybody understands us, these radio stations are in such a hectic race to be the first one to flip to Christmas.
Yeah.
That they pretty much give away a month's worth of income to do it. Because in November, they get nothing. Nobody listens. Mm-hmm. Right. Zero listenership. But in December, jackpot.
Yeah. But they've taken the position, they've staked a claim on being first.
On the first one on the moon. Right.
Right. So it's WMOJ in Cincinnati, an FM station. And they wanted not to change till after the election was over because everybody wanted to know what was going on, obviously.
And now we all need a little Christmas. This actually feels good. I think it's
good.
I need some sparkle and swing.
I was put on hold yesterday, and the hold music was Christmas music. I wanted to throw the phone out the window. It's like, no.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Much too early.
All right, crank it up, Richie! Johnny Jack Claus with bows of holly, rocking around
every year.
The Christmas tree at the Christmas party of
My goodness.
So this is the anniversary of Woodrow Wilson becoming the 28th president of the United States, the state 1916. The outcome of that election was one of the few in our history that hinged on foreign affairs. Europe was into World War One, and Wilson had kept us neutral. He kept us out of war, was how he won. And as soon as the election was over, we declared war on Germany. Bingo. I mean, I'm talking about the day after.
Yeah.
So much.
Well, I got news for you. There might be a little similarity here with Israel and Iran.
Exactly. Yeah. Also on this day, 1944, FDR won a fourth term, only lasted another year. It lasted till 1945. Actually, he only lasted about, four more months after he got reelected. Harry Truman was one of the best presidents I think this country's ever had. I don't know if you agree or disagree with that. The more I read about him, the more I understand what he was all about.
I have no opinion.
Very, 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 very good job. All right, everybody ready for our 2020 news quiz?
Sure, bring it on.
Ready.
So now that we have the reality check of having Mr. Obama back in office again, and we have a reality check when it comes to how much money we're spending, we all know that we have spent more money than any other country in recorded history, and we are in debt more than any other country in recorded history. So what does this all translate to in terms of total spending? How much money per minute does the United States government spend? 800-510-8255. You get some Pure Attitude Cosmetics as the prize, $150 worth of cosmetics. If you can tell us how much per minute the U.S. government is spending. 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Baa, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Guys, now's the time to update your wardrobe at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts from Sean John, Kenneth Cole Reaction, Nautica, Alfani, Tasso Elba, and more. Sport coats from Lauren, Calvin Klein, and Tasso Elba. Designer suits from Calvin Klein, Lauren, and Kenneth Cole New York. Fall's best trends, your favorite names, at buy one, get one free savings. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Free item details in store.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Join us, will you?
Appreciate it. It's 33 and change after the hour. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Men First Today, Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli. Our 2020 news quiz question is pretty direct to the point. Because the election is over now, we can get back to reality and understand that in our country, and this is sort of one of those only in America. Remember that Jay and the American song, Roberta, that we love? Only in America, land of opportunity. Richie, see if you can find that. Say that again, Roberta.
Isn't that Neil Diamond?
No. He did America. It's a whole different thing.
Okay.
You remember, you and I sat at the Jay and the Americans concert in New York, and we listened to them go through their repertoire. And one of the things both of us got so cranked up on. To play on the same song, but Rich, if you had a Jay and the Americans, it would be better.
I do not. I only have the update.
What do you mean? That's not true. I'll bet you just avoided it because you don't want to play an older song because of the changing demographics in our country.
Yeah, trust me, the demographics aren't changing towards Brooks and Dunn.
Anyway,
see what I have for Jay
only
and the Americans.
In America. The land of opportunity. Yeah, the government.
I just have come a little bit closer in that magic moment.
Really? Yeah. You could play either one of those.
Just
it'd be
the
okay.
Hits.
Only. What do you mean, just the hits? Only in America is a big number one hit for them. What are you talking about? You could probably, if you went to YouTube, find it.
I probably could, yeah.
But you just don't want to.
That's right. I'll give you a little bit of this. By the way,
but
you and all the other Jay and the Americans fans are now irrelevant.
Apparently.
And you can all fit into, like, the inside of a closet, I think.
Our vote sure as heck doesn't count anymore, apparently. Anyway, that's my...
Richie! There was many get out the vote.
Hold the phone! Stop the presses! I just edited myself. I was about to take a shot by using a different last name, but I didn't.
Congratulations for refraining.
Later. Anyway, in America, we are collecting more tax dollars from more of you than any nation in recorded history, and we are still spending $1 trillion more or more a year than we take in. What does that translate to in terms of spending per minute? 800-510-8255. Another way of asking the question, how much money does the government spend each minute presently? And as Rich said under his breath, apparently nobody seems to care because the guys that are spending it are still there. Help yourself. Anyway, as we work that over, it's time for Roberta Fasanelli, who's graced us wonderfully again with her presence.
Social media now?
Oh, I did. Thanks. You're right. Before we get to Jennifer, before we get to Jennifer and Television Report and Roberta and her Queen of Cheap Report, I do want to get an update on what is going on our Facebook page, facebook.com/good day, and our Twitter reality. I'm sure there's a lot of election stuff, but other things are going on there too, Jen, right?
Sure. Well, we're asking right now what your experience was at the polls yesterday. You can let us know if you turned out, what it was like. A couple of posts from a few of our friends. Jesse Lee said, I can't believe the California voters are so naive. Monsanto is so proud of their products, yet they don't want them labeled. Jesus said, look, sir, I think he's talking to you, Doug. Yeah. Before you start barking about illegal aliens, like you call them, please inform yourself of the reality. All this honest people that work very hard every day, they also pay taxes, and they do not give a penny back at the end of the year. Also, I like to listen to your show.
I'd rather you, I'm sorry you feel that way. I would rather you become a legalized citizen and obey the law and pay taxes or not. Paying taxes isn't the most important part of this equation. So let's make sure that everybody understands what it is that I feel about this. I am offended by people who will come here and take advantage of the system. You may not be one of them. There are plenty of people like you who have come here, who do work hard, who do pay taxes, and who get nothing back. I am sorry that that's the road you've decided to take, because you could do it legally and then take advantage in a lawful way of some of the wonderful things this country has to offer. Unlike some of your fellow countrymen and folks from other places who don't do what you do, they just come here to scam us. And that I find patently offensive. So I hope that clarifies whatever it is.
And to finish his statement, he also said that he likes to listen to the show.
Good.
but I just hate when you start being negative to the President Obama and honest, hardworking, undocumented people. So there's that.
Okay. Honest, hardworking people can be documented. I've helped many people on my farm who have needed help to get themselves documented. People in families of people that I have somebody who has worked here, and he was documented, but his children weren't or something. I forget what the snafu was, but I helped him to get the kids legalized. And so I know what the process is. And by the way, it's pretty difficult, and it can be pretty expensive. I know this family spent a couple $1,000 to go to lawyers and stuff to get it done the right way, and I helped them do that because I think that's the right thing to do. I'm not a hypocrite. I'm happy to help them. These are good people. It's a very good, very strong family, and I was happy to help them out. But I'd be damned if I want to help or watch while people who don't want to help themselves or, do it the right way suck off of the services that we pay for. Sorry, there's nothing right in that, sir. Anyway, excuse me.
Okay, no problem. All right, so Dr. Jay Kumar has also posted some interesting things. He's a contributor to our show.
Great guy.
He's posted some articles on brain politics and emotions, how we vote. And then he also put up a story about conservatives and liberals having different brains, according to some. He also sent you a birthday wish. Happy birthday, Doug, wishing you a spectacular day as you celebrate another magnificent year of life, my friend. Keep up the great work. Cheryl said she went to vote in California yesterday, and she said, luckily I'm familiar with back roads because the city decided to do road work today of all days, closing down the street and intersection that access our polling place. Even the workers didn't know how to get there and weren't allowed to place any signs directing people because of work crews and closures. Interesting.
Oh, gosh.
You know what? May I interrupt for a second?
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, I had the same, now that you're ringing my bell, I had to go to the bank yesterday, and I couldn't get into the parking lot because they're doing tarring. Now, there are two streets and two ways of getting into the parking lot. Couldn't get into either one because they've decided, it finally got fixed. Because the president of the bank called the selectmen and said, hey, what are you guys doing? And they don't even know. They don't even think. They don't even care that they closed the bank down. So I'm trying to work my way around the traffic to get back in to figure out how I can go into the workers' parking lot. And so I had my window down, and I happened to be stopped. And this guy who's directing traffic looks at me and says, "Hey, get moving." And I looked at him and I said, "Are you talking to me?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, I don't really know where to go." He looked at me and said, "You can speak English. You can read the signs. Now get going."
Nice.
Yeah.
Very pleasant. Another.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very pleasant.
This is an assumption. I don't know if you just do, sir. I do not know how to speak English as well as you think.
You want me to finish the longest social media report ever?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Happy birthday wishes to you from Ron in El Paso, Dougie, and
thank
also
you,
from
Ron.
David Dial. Mary McLaughlin also posted
Mary,
a video about
you.
David versus Monsanto, so you can check that out on our page. And we have our results from our very unofficial straw poll yesterday that we took. Not that it matters for much, but let's see. We had one vote for me. Thank you, everybody.
Nice.
One vote for no one. One vote for themselves. One vote for the love of country. And one duh. Now, to get to the meat, we have two votes for Pedro. 6 votes for President Obama, 9 votes for Gary Johnson, and 34 votes for Mitt Romney.
Uh-huh.
You can see very unscientific straw poll.
Right, exactly. All right, let's get to the answer to this question. Penny is in La Luz. Where is that, Penny?
Southern New Mexico.
Southern New Mexico. Well, nice to have you here. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm well. Are you pleased with the outcome of the election or not?
Not particularly, but I'm going to do the best I can.
Good for you, and so are we. Even though it may not sound it at the moment.
Didn't New Mexico go to Obama?
Yes, they did, unfortunately. Considering we have a Republican governor, I'm just a little confused.
All right. Well, it's a two-party system. All right, so how much money is being spent per minute by the United States government?
$6.85 million.
How'd you get that number?
I have to admit, I looked it up.
Good. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. No, I want you to look things up because then you find out the answer and you can tell everybody else. Just under $7 million per minute is spent by the federal government. Just under $7 million per minute.
That's a phenomenal number.
It is out of control. How many people thought of this when you went to the ballot box? How many kids in the changing demographics even understand what the deficit is all about and what they... I'm not going to pay it. I'll be... Well, I don't know, it'll be long gone, but I won't be paying for that stuff. The people who voted for him are going to be paying for it. That's what's really amazing about the reality. All right, so we're going to send you, Penny. I'm sure that you are a beautiful lady, but we're going to make you even more beautiful by these various Pure Attitude creams and skin cleansing products worth $150. Hopefully you will enjoy them. Thank you for participating and listening. It's nice to have you there. Thank you. All right, so that takes care of Penny. Let's do a dumpster dive quickly, Richie, because Roberta needs
she's the queen
attention.
The
you know how she is, the queen.
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Now, it's well known how I absolutely loathe Christmas music, but that doesn't stop me from telling you about 7 free Christmas country iTunes downloads from People Magazine. Yes, they've already started with the Christmas stuff. It's 7 country Christmas iTunes downloads. Say that 10 times fast. 7 country Christmas iTunes downloads. Brad Paisley, Lady Antebellum, Scott McCreary, Sarah Evans, Gloriana. Who is that?
Gloriana is a band.
Gloriana, yeah. Katie Armiger?
Can't help you there. I don't know who that is. You had me until
but,
her.
But it's really good bands. But, you know, I checked out the songs, and it's the same old Christmas songs. It's nothing
new. Of course
new.
It is.
You know, the joy to the world and all that stuff. Like
joy
that.
To the
but
world,
in case you like this
the
stuff,
Lord
you
is
seven,
come. Let earth
oh, gosh,
be.
No, please.
You know what I mean to say?
If you're looking for holiday recipes and gifts, we've got a free ebook, 150 Easy Holiday Recipes and Gifts from Your Kitchen. It's an Amazon.com freebie, and you can just download it to your computer or your Kindle or your iPad or your iPhone or your whatever. Got a baby on the way. Your eye teeth, exactly. If you've got a baby on the way or you know someone who has a baby on the way, you can get a free baby sling. You know those things that you kind of like put around your shoulders and you kind of pop your baby into it and you carry it around so you don't have to put it on your hip all the time.
Cool.
So it's a free baby sling. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling. They usually go for about $20.
When you say and baby sling, is that sling shot or just sling?
You know, if you
like
add a little elastic
pull it back
to
and
it?
Launch the little babies across the yard?
Yeah, add some elastic. You probably could do
there
that.
You
it
go.
Could be kind
sounds
of fun,
like fun.
Baby slinging.
All right, I'm all over that one.
Great.
And if you're going to American Apparel, we have a coupon for you for a free nail polish. This is in-store only, but get a free American Apparel nail polish. And you'll find all of this great stuff on DougStephan.com in the Queen of Cheap section and a whole lot of other things, a lot of freebies and a lot of things for the military. So go check it out.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, will grace us with some television tidbits in just a moment here on Good Day.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between October 22nd and December 16th this year, and you could save 15%, 20%, or even 25%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints, move free.
The world's largest sale of new guitars is going down at Guitar Center. Guitarathon. Every single new guitar in store or online. Every single brand we carry is up to 80% off list, including Utes, banjos, basses, and more. Guitarathon. There's a Fender American-made Strattor P-Bass. Your choice, just $6.99. Plus 70,000 amazing guitars priced under $200. Guitarathon's going down now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Special 18-month financing available.
Holiday celebrations are filled with food, fun, and drinks, which can often lead to spills and stains. This year, enjoy the festivities and worry less about your laundry with Arm & Hammer Laundry Detergent Power Packs. These single-use pre-measured packs deliver the ultimate convenience for one of the busiest times of the year without any measuring, spills, or bulky bottles. Power Packs also cost up to 30% less than the leading single-use detergent, so you can save on holiday and laundry budgets. Arm & Hammer Power Packs contain a groundbreaking microcrystal formula to remove the holiday's messiest stains. Arm & Hammer Baking Soda Boosters help neutralize and eliminate tough odors for long-lasting freshness. So whether you're cleaning gravy-stained linens or freshening winter coats, Arm & Hammer Power Packs can provide the clean you need at a fraction of the leading single-use brand. Two varieties, Toss & Done and Crystal Burst Plus OxiClean, are available at retailers nationwide. For more ways to save time and money this holiday season, visit armandhammer.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Guys, now's the time to update your wardrobe at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts from Sean John, Kenneth Cole Reaction, Nautica, Alfani, Tasso Alba, and more. Sport coats from Lauren, Calvin Klein, and Tasso Alba. Designer suits from Calvin Klein, Lauren, and Kenneth Cole New York. Fall's best trends, your favorite names at buy one, get one free savings. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Free item details in store.
Hi, Jennifer. Let's get to the television report, my dear.
All right. Let's talk about Martha Stewart, shall we?
No.
She just She just recently appeared on Two Broke Girls, which is a sitcom on CBS, and she loved sitcoms so much that she decided to executive produce and create a new comedy called The Tao of Martha. And the good news for her is that it just got picked up by the Fox network. It's scheduled to be part of pilot season next year. It'll show her as a domestic diva, as a role model. She'll be kind of like a Julia Child type. It's a very Julia type script. Kind of fun.
She's beginning to look like Julia Child, actually.
A little bit, actually. You're right. You might be right. Nipping at the cooking sherry, perhaps.
All right 51. CBS is... No, oh. Your time is up because Richie didn't give you enough time. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Oh, bummer. All I got was a note said
bye-bye, John. I love 50. Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff.
And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your LifeStraw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for our weekly visit with Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show, heard on lots and lots of great radio stations around the country every weekend. It's on Sirius XM, and he knows his stuff. We're going to direct him to today's video of the day at DougSteffen.com, and we'll find out how his dogs voted in just a moment here on Good Day.
The world's largest sale of new guitars is going down at Guitar Center. Guitarathon. Every single new guitar in store or online. Every single brand we carry is up to 80% off list, including Ukes, banjos, basses, and more. Guitarathon. There's a Fender American-made Strattor P-Bass. Your choice, just $6.99. Plus 70,000 amazing guitars priced under $200. Guitarathon's going down now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Special 18-month financing available.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here we are, Roberta and Warren flirting together. It's time for us now to get to the real animal news of the week. And what could be more special than Honey Boo Boo getting a pet chicken?
Oh.
I think that may be the number one story of the week, Warren, don't you think?
Honey Boo Boo and a pet chicken. I don't think those two words have ever come out of my mouth in the same sentence.
Honey Boo Boo and a pet chicken.
Pet.
And she named it Nugget, Warren.
Now you may be laughing at the fact, but when I had my farm, and you know where it was, in Cobleskill, New York, I had six chickens.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a patch over my eye, you'd think I was a pirate because they used to sit on my shoulder. They're great pets. They're really, well, I don't know if you have chickens, but they're great pets.
I don't like
you
chickens.
Spend time, I love chickens. They're great pets, spend a lot of time. Hey, listen, I'm a little confused about the election. Let me just point out one
How's
thing.
How's that?
The University of Colorado just comes out this week with a brand new study that says that dogs and cats relax better and are much calmer listening to classical music versus heavy metal music, right?
Right, yeah. Okay.
Isn't this the same state that just passed legalization of marijuana?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Another puff and it'll all be better in the morning.
See, I was just going to say, you would think that dogs would be listening to Jimi Hendrix in the Doors, not the classical music. It was just an interesting fact that we know classical music makes animals relax. Even cows give milk better.
That's great. Yeah, for cows. They listen to me, though. My cows listen to me on the radio and they give more milk.
Really?
It's just one of those things, right?
I have to try it on a national bit. Listen to Doug Stafford. If you want more milk production,
that's
here's
it.
What your cows have to
that's
do.
That's it. Listen
I
to
agree.
The Good Day program.
I
Help
agree.
Yourself. The video of the day today at DougStafford.com features Jackson, pretty well trained dog, Warren, who opens and closes doors and does several other helpful tasks when asked to do so. It just proves how well you can train your dog if you want to. I was with some people who were talking about pit bulls the other day and how they are much maligned because in this person's circumstance, they were pit bull and pit bull combinations, been well raised by the owner, and they were just as cool, calm, and collected as any other breed.
You know, I get in this battle all the time. 85% of what your dog turns out to be is environmental. Exactly.
Yeah, of course
so
it
the
is.
Bottom line is I'm a big fan of pit bulls. I love pit bulls. They're fabulous dogs. And the thing people don't understand is they were never bred to be aggressive towards human beings. Never bred to be aggressive towards human beings. It's just that.
So they met Michael Vick.
There you go. They met Michael Vick, who has a new dog, by the way. Did you hear that?
No.
Michael Vick was able to adopt a new puppy, which makes me absolutely crazy. To me, that's like giving a pedophile kids. It's a horrible situation.
What kind of dog?
I think he got a little mixed breed dog or something for his
Hopefully
kids.
It'll be able to bite him soon.
I hope so. Just an incredible. There's no forgiving for that type of sociopath.
You know what? That's not true. The dog will be the dog, whether it's Michael Vick's dog, your dog, my dog, Roberta's dog, Richie's dog, Jennifer's dog, will be in one mode all the time, and that is unconditional love, unselfish love. They have a capacity for that more than any other being on the planet, I think.
Something we can all learn from.
Oh, my God. You're right about that. We all should be there and be doing that. What a wonderful lesson.
Listen, I'm going to go listen to some classical music, okay?
Okay, right. And then you can go milk my cows. Warren Eckstein, check out thepetshow.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.